This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. So I have a little interesting story to tell you. Early this morning, I'm scrolling through news websites, trying to catch up on everything that happened over the weekend and make sure that I get everything to you that you need to know, checking to see if there's anything of interest happening on Facebook that you might want to know about. And sure enough, there was one of our favorite blues guitarists putting on a little 420 celebration concert from his living room, live, early on a Monday morning. Laith Alsati is locked down just like us, but finding a way to put the music out there. And so I decided to invite him to join us for an impromptu conversation, and gladly, he said yes. How are you hanging through all of this, Laith? You hanging tough?
You know, I'm doing as well as can be expected, Dave. I'm longing for human contact, of course, but I have been lucky enough to be able to reach out and do these Facebook Lives, which have garnered, you know, enough feedback to feel like I can engage some people and at least provide some respite from all this with some entertainment during this time.
And it's so very important, that kind of break and getting some music and finding a way to share something with one another. Now, when I found you this morning, it was pretty early. Now, most of the musicians I know tend to sleep a little later because, well, you sing for dinner at night. Has the stay home, stay safe order thrown you off your schedule?
Oh, I don't really have much of a schedule to begin with. I've always been kind of a night owl. However, this is kind of a special occasion. I am specifically hitting both, Eastern Standard Time 420s of the day of 420 of the month, April of the year 2020, because for us stoners of the world, was supposed to be a month-long celebration, which somehow we had the great luck of being shut down for the entire month. So, again, trying to connect with those like-minded folks out there that are looking for a little, connection during these times.
Well, since we're on the subject, what role does cannabis play in your personal and creative life? Obviously enough so that you want to celebrate with like-minded folks.
Yeah, you know, I guess in the area I've been known for quite a while as an activist. I have been long on the side of legalization and trying to contribute locally to organizations that have been pulling for that, and of course we've been now remotely successful with it. I mean, watching things turn as the opportunistic and money bloodhounds kind of take advantage of all this stuff that should be kind of free for the people is, I think, the biggest lament I have.
Well, I want to change directions on you a little bit. Early this morning, I was surprised to find out that you were surprised to find out that you were named the best blues instrumentalist for the 2020 Detroit Music Awards. How exactly did you come across that news?
I actually got tagged on Facebook last night, and I missed whatever presentation it was, but I figured I'd gotten tagged for a reason, as was much of the presentation for the rest of the folks, because they were, I think, onto the rap people by the time that I had been on there. And so I went and looked on the website, and sure enough, I won Outstanding Blues Instrumentalist this year, which is wonderful. It's funny because I didn't actually get a chance to release stuff this year. I have a lot of recordings now that are waiting to come out. I put out a straight blues single actually last month called Waiting for the Other Shoe to Drop, which is available on digital platforms and stuff for those that want to check it out. iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff, Spotify. But that actually wasn't part of it. So I didn't have a recording up for anything. I didn't really have my group up for any awards, and I have an album in the can that I'm really looking forward to putting out, but that will be part of, again, the stuff in the running for next year. So I was really pleased to be considered, and this is an award I don't take lightly. Jim McCarty won it last year.
Yeah, he's another stellar one, isn't he? So nobody told you? No heads up, no email, no phone call, any kind of indication that this was coming, huh?
I didn't know. No, that was a complete surprise to me, and of course, really nice again, because this is the time that, I mean, I'm alone with my three cats and have been pretty good at it. it's a really nice, again, way to feel connected and feel some love with this.
Once again, we have Laith Alsati on the other end of the WEMU phone line. He's just been named the best blues guitar player, the best blues instrumentalist in the 2020 Detroit Music Awards, and that enhances the celebration he had already launched this morning for 420. Obviously, Laith, all musicians and bands are being impacted economically by this coronavirus crisis. How many bookings did you lose?
I have not even counted, Dave. It's
too many.
Horrible. It just, like, continues to happen. Yeah, I mean, I've lost over 10 for sure, because that was just April and May that I've lost that so far. But, like, the Blitzfest just got canceled. There's a lot of deposits that I'm waiting on that really, quite frankly, would have helped me feel stable over the next, these next few months that all these places have conveniently withheld. And I guess I understand why, because they're probably planning on this not happening and don't want to be liable for that stuff. But I mean, this is major, major stuff. It's starting to get into August. And with what we hear on the horizon, you know, the concert's not resuming till 2021 is really scary.
Well, you mentioned you have one album in the can. Are you using the stay-at-home time to write new music as well?
Yes, sir. But I have a lot of music written, so this is actually a long story, too, about that, and I won't bore you with the details, but I'm just hoping to be able to keep in the studio and get to record with folks. This album, I'm trying to do as a follow-up to Real, so I have a gangbusters crew. Jim Keltner on drums, who played with John Lennon, George Harrison, and the Traveling Wilburys, and Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and Joe Cocker, blah, blah, blah. Jerry Jamont, who played with, B.B. King and Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett and Greg Allman and Herbie Hancock. I was on bass. Kenny Crabney's on some tracks on bass, who's the bass player from Little Feat. It was a really fun project to make. Mike Finnegan on organ and keyboards, who played with Bonnie Raitt and Jimi Hendrix and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So it was a blast to make this. But the thing is, in this day and age, all I'm hoping for is not even to make a profit, but to make enough back that I can get back in the studio and continue to record music of quality at this point when we are not really compensated through Spotify and stuff. So, guys, for those of you that are intrigued, please keep your ears out. I want to get this out as soon as life comes rolling back, because I literally can't get this stuff pressed at the plants that would produce the stuff, and CD Baby, who distributes my stuff physically around the country, their warehouse is closed, so literally I could not have an effective release at this moment. But it's mixed, it's waiting to be mastered and waiting to get out in the world. And again, I hope that those of you that want to support this will.
Well, Leif, we will keep an ear and an eye out for those, and congratulations on your Best Blues Instrumentalist Award for the 2020 Detroit Music Awards. We certainly know it's deserved, and keep the music coming on Facebook Live.
Dave, thank you so much. I want to say I've been tuning in a lot during this time, and of course, I'm so thankful always for WEMU, and I hope you have a great day. Hope to talk to you soon.
We love what Leif Al-Saadi does, and thankful he gets such richly deserved recognition. We'll catch up again when he gets back out and gigging, and that is Ann Arbor's own Leif Al-Saadi, celebrating his unexpected 2020 Detroit Music Award, and of course 420. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.